USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A peace deal between the United States and the Taliban is said to be near. A Taliban official saying today that talks are over and the deal is expected to be signed by the end of the month. The chief negotiator for the U.S. expressing satisfaction about where things stand, but adding that many challenges remain on the horizon. SpaceX successfully launching another batch of 60 Starlink satellites into the atmosphere, but this morning's launch ended up seeing the booster go on to miss its landing spot.
We clearly did not make the landing this time. However, stage two, we have confirmed SECO, which is second engine cutoff.
The company confirming that the first stage of the Falcon 9 rocket made what they call a soft landing in the water near the intended landing spot on a drone ship. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
14 of the nearly 400 Americans evacuated from the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan have the coronavirus. The Department of State confirming that it was notified that the passengers tested positive for the virus during the evacuation from that ship, which remains quarantined off the Japanese port city of Yokohama. Democratic U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a delegation of Democratic leaders are visiting the NATO headquarters in Belgium. She told reporters that Congress is committed to guaranteeing freedom and security, quote, with great strength and recognition all around the world.
Our relationship is always increasing because the challenges we face are more diverse, more challenging, and better served by countries working together.
After it was interrupted by bad weather yesterday in Florida, the Daytona 500 NASCAR race is going to restart at 4 this afternoon Eastern Time. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Anthony Davis made a free throw to hit the target score of 157 in honor of Kobe Bryant, lifting Team LeBron over Team Giannis 157-155 to win the All-Star game in Chicago. LeBron James said after the game, Kobe Bryant's presence will be felt forever.
You know, me being a Los Angeles Laker myself, is going to be a part of me for the rest of my life and our franchise. And any player to ever wear purple and gold until the end of basketball, which is never. So, you know, so it's a beautiful time. And it's a beautiful day. And his presence was felt here in Chicago. So,
Bryant died along with his daughter in a helicopter crash a few weeks ago. Elton John still standing, but safe to say his first show since winning an Oscar didn't go exactly as planned. In New Zealand yesterday, the Academy Award winner was forced to cut his show short. That's because he has walking pneumonia. Sir Elton did take a couple of breaks at first to get medical attention. He finally had to be escorted off the stage in tears. And two major fast food chains are having a fish sandwich war, it appears. Arby's now competing with McDonald's Filet-O-Fish. Arby's introducing its new fish and cheddar sandwich. The chain, of course, is most known for its roast beef, but the VP of advertising for Arby's explains, fish is meat, too. It's ocean meat. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.